attachments and time, things like that. See.
But doesn't that have a lot to do with media, how the media portray the Chinese?
Yes, I think so. Also.
Did you see any movies back in those days of you know, Chinese being portrayed as
Oh, like Fu Manchu. Yeah. Fu Manchu as a wish one, I think.
Yes. And you didn't like the way the Chinese were portrayed?
No.
Did you make a fuss about it to anybody?
Well, that's the thing. In those days, we didn't do too much about it. Nowadays, we're more sophisticated, but we see these things when we try to, you know, do something about it. But still, not that much. I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to protest.
But nobody does.
No, nobody does.
Why not?
We're not together, I guess.
How about you yourself?
Well, I can't protest by myself alone.
I see. The hostility, do you think there still is hostility toward the Chinese now?
I think there is if they are not educated well enough and, you know, what the Chinese culture is and civilization.
Have you experienced any of that lately? Over the past decade, say?
Well, I think I've experienced some, but I usually just pass it away, as you know. Nothing happened. You know what it is all about, so no use of protesting it.
Mm-hmm. You say you used to be barred from certain night spots.
Club, yeah, night spots.
When were you admitted? When were the Chinese allowed in those spots, or were they never allowed?
I think right before World War II, probably in the beginning, and after World War II, and then it opened up quite a bit.
Why do you suppose that there was this change in attitude after World War II?
Well, they were fighting with, you know, with a in a war there, along with the Orientals.
With the Chinese, you mean?
Yeah, with Chinese. Oh, with Japanese. Like
he was
in Italy.
The Japanese,
like in Italy, you know, Japanese, Japanese Americans were fighting along with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to know, you know, the other races, the Oriental races.
Mm-hmm.
The prisoners, you know, might say it's gone down a little bit. And that's why I said there's misinformation usually.
Mm-hmm.
You get the wrong idea, you know.
See. Recently, over the last decade, you said you have experienced some sort of either discrimination or downright hostility. Could you give me an example?
Well, I think socially, more than anything else.
What do you mean by social?
Well, you, go to a function that is mostly Caucasian, you sort of feel out of place.
Oh, I see. You will personally feel uncomfortable.
Yes, very uncomfortable.
Does that have anything to do with them treating you differently? Or is it just a personal feeling?
I think they treat us a little differently.
I see.
I don't think that they're up to the same level as they treat their Caucasian friends.
Uh-huh. And most of your friends are Chinese, right?
Mm-hmm.
American born?
Yes, American born. Foreign born too.
Yeah. More of which kind?
Well, probably American-born mostly. Some of them are foreign-born, but they've been here so long that they've become Americanized. So you can say that they're American-born.
How did most Chinese meet their wives? Back in those days?
Mm-hmm. Social event. Like my days are social events. We have our own dances and clubs.
You know, like CACA or?
CACA. CACA is more like an older group. But a young group, like I think I mentioned it before, Meiwa Club,
mm-hmm.
Kunming Club, all those groups.
Those were active organizations in the 30s?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why, too, they were formed because they weren't able to go to public dancing places.
I see.
So they formed their own clubs and have their own affiliate.
Were the members mostly American-born Chinese?
Yes, mostly American-born Chinese.
I see. What about the men that came over, say, during your father's time, or maybe a little bit after your father? How did they meet their wives, or did you not?
I understand they were matched most of the time. In fact, when I was a younger day, the matching is still going on.
Really? Were you ever, did anyone try to match you with somebody else?
Yes. In fact, in 1956, when I went back to Hong Kong, my cousin wanted to match up me with some girls over there.
You were already married, huh?
No, not then. Right before I was married.
Oh, right before you got married.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. How did you respond to that?
Huh? I didn't respond to it.
Oh.
I just told him that I'm not interested.
I see. You didn't like the idea, or you...
No, I didn't like the idea.
I see. Were the men who came over here, did they marry among those that came from China, the women that came from China, or did they mostly marry American-born women?
I think they were mostly American-born. Because I mean, the idea and things you're doing are the same.
I see.
But some do marry the women that come over.
Now, you say your father went back to China to get married,
yeah.
Right? But that was a pretty popular practice in his days.
Yes.
What about in your days?
There were some that go back.
Really?
Yeah.
And then they bring a wife over here?
Right.
I see. What about education? Did your father make sure you got a good Chinese education?
Yes.
Calligraphy and so on, right?
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. What about you, to your kids? Did you insist that they also practice Chinese?
No, I never did. Because I know that they don't not gonna respond to it like I did. I was fighting it too, so I'm pretty sure they will fight it too. I did send my son to church school.
Is that Sunday school or Chinese school?
Chinese school on Saturday morning, I believe.
Every Saturday
yes.
morning.
And he was learning a little bit, but then the student body gradually dropped him, and so pretty soon it gave up. So by the time he got into high school, it was a little too late to try to press the thing.
So he doesn't speak, none of your children speak Chinese?
No, I just have one son.
Were you eager to have that son? Were you eager to, when you were, when your wife was pregnant, did you hope for a son?
No, I'm away from that thinking. I'm from the old Chinese, I'm always thinking that we should have a son, but any children is just as good, whether female or male.
I see. And how come you, if it's not too personal, how come you stopped having one kid? Did you plan it that way?
No, I didn't plan it that way. I was married quite old, so actually no opportunity for me.
What about your other friends who were born here? Did they ever expressed to you how they feel about having boys or girls?
I think probably most of them have the same idea as I have. It doesn't matter too much whether it's a boy or a girl.
Mm, I see. What about interracial marriage? How do you feel toward interracial marriage?
I'm against it. In my days, and as far as my son's generation is concerned, I don't think I'd be able to fight it. I would very much like him to marry Oriental, but if he chooses to marry Caucasian, I wouldn't be able to stop him.
Did you know any incidences of interracial marriage back in the early days?
Yes, there were some. There were some. Older generation of American.
Your father's generation or your generation?
Yeah, my father's generation. There was a few that married a Caucasian woman. In fact, there was a Fong family. Fong Si, he was in the art goods business.
Mm-hmm.
He married a Caucasian. He raised mixed children.
How did the Chinese people, his friends, i.e. like your friends, react to it?
Well, they probably have some kind of reaction to it, but they don't say too much about it, because he's a fellow merchant in Chinatown.
Oh, I see, he was a merchant.
But funny thing, later on he went back to China and married a Chinese girl. And
he has two wives?
That's later, after the first wife died.
Oh, I see.
And raised a 100% Chinese family.
That's interesting. What about other cases? How many cases did you actually know of interracial marriages?
That's the only one I think I personally know about. There might be others that I probably forgot about.
Do you notice an increase in interracial marriage as, you know, after each generation?
Yes.
I see.
In my father's generation, Chinese men marrying Negroes and marrying Mexicans.
How did people react to that?
Not the same way as others.
Favorably or disfavorably?
No, not disfavorably.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they care. They care, but what can they do?
Is it considered worse to marry a Negro or a Mexican than to marry a white?
In those days, I don't think it makes any too much difference.
Interesting.
If they're outside of the race, but they're outside of the race.
I see. And did people look down on the couple, even though they did not express it?
Probably do, I think, in their mind, but they don't come out and express it, as you say.
Uh-huh. More on the men or more on the men? In other words, more on the Chinese or more on the
men? More on the men, I think.
What about people going back to China? Do you know of any incidences of people just going back there and staying there?
Well, all of them wish they, you know, after they make their fortune, go back there and to live.
Yes, I know. A lot of people hope for that. How many actually did that?
Well, it's a small percentage. Some of them made enough money so that they were able to buy some property in Canton, which is the ultimate of living instead of back in the village.
That's your father's generation.
Yeah, right.
Did you ever think of going back to China? Catholic?
No, I never had that idea. To, you know, go back there to live.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 2, side 1 of the interview with Billy Liu.